when you come from Arad or from Tel Aviv or from Berlin or from New York to this place here, you will find it is silent here and quiet. That's not the difference, because a miracle wants to teach you. The Course in Miracles teaches you that every lesson you made, and you made loud lessons and silent lessons. You made lessons where you move a lot, and you made lessons where you sit quiet. All these lessons separate you in the same way from what you truly are. This is not about silence. No, that's the wrong translation. This is not about silence, nicht Schweigen. This is not about being quiet. This is about I will be still. And go home. Being still is when you have overcome death, when you are still, wenn es dich immer noch gibt, you are still alive. Okay? When you are still alive, no matter if you are quiet, or if you talk, no matter if you move or if you not move, no matter if you are on a quiet place or on a noisy place, you experience that you are still. You have overcome the idea of an end. So that's why the Course in Miracles even offers you the lesson in which you find your deepest silence. In which you taught yourself how to overcome the world. You made retreats. And you made places where you can go in order to retreat from being busy, from reading, from doing whatever you do. You made quiet places. That's part of hell. That's why you need every lesson you made to give it to the Holy Spirit and give up your own teaching and your own learning and your own experiences in order to change your mind completely. That's why you need to extend forgiveness even into your silence, into your being quiet, and into your quiet places, and into your silent places. That's why you have to forgive peace the same as war. Being here on this seemingly quiet and silent place is nothing but another lesson God wants you to learn. So do not hold on to your past experiences, no matter if you found silence here or on another place. You have to learn to be still while your eyes still see the world, while your ears still hear the world, while you are guided to fulfill your function in this world, you have to learn how to live still. While everything around you ends and passes, and someone is dying, and someone is being born, and someone is sick, and who is that someone? Still you. It is still you. So you let forgiveness rest upon everything you see, and you are still, and you will always be still. Es wird dich immer geben. Okay. That's a total different awareness of being sometimes quiet or silent, or sometimes you are dancing and talking. That's not what the teaching is. The teaching goes beyond. That's why the Course in Miracles uses not the term, I will be silent to go home. or I will be quiet for a moment and go home. But it uses the term, I will be still. And go home. This is being on your way. This is going the way. You go the way while you still are. Nothing ends for you. Things may come to an end, but not what you are. You are still. And you do not worry while things end and begin and end and begin and last for a while. You are still. You will experience that being sick lasts for a while. You are still. You will experience that being sad lasts for a while. You are still. You will experience that relationships last for a while. You are still. And you go home. This is the changing of your former awareness, where you were one with the things that lasted. You were sad. You were a body. You were sick. You were alone. You were. And it always changed. You were silent, yes, but the next time you were loud. When you begin to extend forgiveness and you allow that I will be still for an instant and go home, is a lesson to you that replaces all the lessons of being silent or quiet. Then you will come to this lesson, and you will have the experience that you begin to be still, whatever happens around you, whatever may happen with you. That's how you begin to overcome death, because you are still. This quiet place here will not last forever. Are you happy with that? You cannot be happy as long as your quietness is bound to a quiet place. Or to a silent body experience. Now you can see that when you give your past lessons and your past experiences with these lessons into the holy instant, you will come to a total different lesson. That's how you can change your mind. That's what the miracle is. The miracle removes your past experiences, no matter if they were violent or quiet or gentle or silent or loud and heavy. And that's why the lessons the Course in Miracles offers you are not limited. So the Course in Miracles does not give new energy to past experiences. They leave you. So you can be still. Although your past experiences have left you. That's what your resurrection is. You're born totally new, not bound to any past experiences. And you did not die with your past experiences, but you are still and can go home. Why can you go home? Simply with your past experiences, you cannot go home. They bind you here, even to a quiet place. And where is the quiet place? Within a loud world. So you cannot have a quiet place without a loud world. Duality is always complete. Duality means this is a quiet place and over there is Arad. And over there is Berlin, and over there is New York. And all these lessons are the lessons you made this world. And the Course teaches you that ideas cannot leave their source as long as you do not want them to leave their source, which is your mind. There are so many quiet places on this little planet. And this world offers so much silence. And in the Course in Miracles, you learn to say, they don't mean anything to me. I don't want them. I don't want them the same. I don't want the big cities and the violence and the noises. I do not want being separate from what I truly am. I don't want to be a human being runs through a world of loud and quiet places. Because this is not my home. And that's why you bring your own teaching, including silence and peace and gentle movements and being quiet. And sitting on the top of a mountain where it is quiet. You bring your own teaching into the holy instant and ask for help. And always when you do this, no matter if you brought loud thoughts or silent thoughts to the holy instant, you will experience that you still are. And that's the way to go home. And that's how you overcome fear. That's how you let go of all the ideas that last for a while. And come to a total different experience. In which you more and more still are. What you are. And you share this with everything that really is what we call your brother. The peace of God is this experience in which you always still are. While your eyes are telling not the truth, because they report you that everything just lasts for a longer or shorter while. But you don't feel that. You do not welcome it when it begins, and you are not sad when it ends, and you do not fear when it begins, and you are not happy when it ends. You simply are still. And you give that peace, that forgiveness, that earthly form of eternal love to everyone who is worrying about the things that last for a while. And that's how we heal. Every sickness the same as every healthiness. Every good and every bad. And this will be your own experience of what the Son of God truly is. The Son of God still is. And the more this is your own experience, the less you believe in this world. So you allow it to seize what it seemed to be. And so you can bless these little birds you just hear right now with eternal freedom. So when you want to become comfortable with what you really are, you could exercise lesson 182 today. Which says, I will be still an instant and go home. And you can use the quietness of this place, and you can use us being silent and go beyond that.